Hi, my name is Isabel Summers from Fraserburgh Baptist Church. You are tuned into Gospel for Grampian, Gospel Community Radio for communities around Scotland, living life to the full. Tune in on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, and on your mobile.
A very good evening to you. A warm welcome along to this Power Hour, and it's about applying God's Word in our lives, applying God's word in prayer in our lives. Now, if you're listening to the last track, Holy Yours by Lou Fillingham, it's essentially telling what the good news of the gospel is. And tonight's theme is simply going to be the gospel. What is our response to the gospel? Over the past few weeks, we have actually been looking at God in our lives and looking at various aspects of God. And we've had a few folks into the studio. We've spoken to a few folks on the phone and spoke last week to Pastor James Matuku all the way from Kenya. And he gave us his thoughts. He gave us his feelings, especially because he has a great passion to go into prisons and tell the good news of the gospel. On Saturday, I went down to Leven in Fife and went to record a special gospel night, a gospel evening, which is going to be broadcast incidentally tomorrow evening here on Gospel for Grampian. This station is about the gospel, but what is the gospel and what should be our response to it? You may well have heard this particular scripture, Romans 3 verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And I suppose even if you were to say that in your life there is no God, can you honestly say that your life has been just fantastic? Can you honestly say that your life has been lived totally righteously, totally without fault? I don't think anyone can honestly say that. Romans 3 verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We're here at Gospel for Grampian to tell you that not only is there a God, but that God is living. That God is the same God who sent his son Jesus Christ to the earth as a baby, and to demonstrate and to be, he said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And in John 3, verse 16, that is the pure, simple gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. That means that we ourselves don't have to do anything but accepting that. We cannot earn that. We cannot achieve salvation by way of totally living righteously in our own strength. We cannot achieve salvation just for the sake of doing things right. But when we recognize that we ourselves are less than perfect, and say to God, I recognize that there is a loving God who sent his son Jesus to die on the cross in our place, recognizing that Jesus Christ died on the cross in our place and rose again from the dead. Recognizing this and saying, Lord, I really am not perfect. I really am human. I really do have weaknesses. I can't get over those. In my strength, I can work to it. Will you help me? Will you come within me? Will you save me? God, if we're true to that, we'll answer yes, I will. because I have sent my only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross in your place, you cannot earn it. But I am giving it as a gift. It is a costly gift, but I'm giving it so that no one should perish, but that everyone should have everlasting life. And indeed, God is offering us this so that we can be made right with God here on earth, even before we get to heaven. And he wants a response from us. That response is then one of love. As Christ has loved us, so can we love God and love each other. For God said, Jesus said, love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul and strength, and your neighbour as yourself. And your neighbour may be a family member, maybe your father, your mother, your brothers and sisters, as well as your cousins and family. It could be your neighbours and your friends and your work colleagues and the man on the street. And what does God want exactly? How should we behave? Well, James 1 verse 27 tells us, religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. How on earth can we do that? Well, we can recognise, for starters, that God alone is able to help us. And when we accept Christ as Lord and Saviour, it's that here and now we can realise Christ in our lives as we journey along with him. We are barely perfect, even when we accept Christ. We still slip. We still make wrong judgments. We are not perfect. But God accepts us because God can see the way that we can be, the way that we will be, if we keep on with him. And he wants us to love others as he has loved us. That is our response to whosoever, to God, even when people do not share our own views, even when people act selfishly and don't do the things that we think they ought to, even when we see wickedness in the world. Let's face it, all of us, when you think back, can probably honestly point to a situation where we have fallen short of the glory of God. We have not honoured others, maybe not honoured perhaps our parents, or not honoured other people. We're going to say a prayer now, and just simply based on what we have already mentioned, on those scriptures, and provide a clarity, to provide a perspective. And that is what prayer helps to do, is to provide clarity when there doesn't seem to be any clarity, and perspective when there doesn't seem to be any perspective. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we have spoken about your gospel today, and I'm praying that people receiving this, hearing this perhaps for the first time in their lives, would have a clear view of what the gospel is about. A clear view of how we cannot do anything to earn salvation, but that salvation is a free gift given by you. It is a costly gift to you, but it is free to us, because you want that none should perish. You want to have a wonderful relationship with everyone. Your love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Lord God, you want that each of us, no matter who, should be able to relate to you, should be able to come before you, should be able to tell others about you. Each of us should be able to love one another. And Lord God, in this world, it's so hard to love one another. When we see what's going on around us, we think it's all right to take shortcuts. We think it's all right to make wrong choices. But sometimes when we do, Lord, it ends up hurting others. We say the wrong things, we write the wrong things, we tweet the wrong things, we Facebook the wrong things. And Lord God, we don't do the things that we should do. And yet, Lord, you're offering us this free gift. This free gift of salvation. And demonstrating your love through that. A selfless love. Demonstrating what we should be like. How can we come up to that? And yet, Lord, you provide the opportunity for that. Saying that we need to just simply trust in you. That in our weaknesses, your strength may perfect. That's what your word says, Lord. Your word tells us these things. You have given your promises to us. You have told us that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You've told us, but you have come that we may have life to the full. You've told us to go and love our neighbor. How can we do that? Simply by trusting in you on a daily basis, Lord God, and praying that you will enable us even when we fall far short. You are our refuge, our strength, our helper. Lord Jesus Christ, I realize that some people may be wondering, what is this man saying? But Lord, that you would give clarity to them, clarity through this prayer, clarity through your word, that if nothing else, that they would go and read your word, they would go and read the Bible for themselves, and that in the pages of that Bible, whichever version they read, they would find it very clear, and then they would realize the prayers that have been made. They would realize what Christianity, what the gospel should be about. Not just that we can call ourselves Christians, which is simply Christ followers, but that each of us in you, Lord God, in you, Lord Jesus, can have a chance to live life to the full and help others to do the same. We pray, Lord, this for your glory. We pray, Lord God, that this station will indeed demonstrate your love, encouraging believers from all denominations to live, love, serve together in love, in unity, to ensure that communities, that people around, that our neighbours are able to hear, see, experience the gospel, to be engaged, equipped, and able to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the centre. Lord, we're declaring you as Lord over everything in this city, in this country of Scotland, particularly in North Scotland, but indeed over the nations of the world. How can we do this? Through faith, through blind faith in you, and, Lord, through what we're told in the Bible. Please use this station and indeed this broadcast and this prayer to open the scriptures to the people. Please use our lives and the lives of your people to open and demonstrate the scriptures. Demonstrate your love so clearly that people cannot but see and realize the wonderful gift that is presented. And accept it as a free gift, and knowing, Lord, that they can do nothing, absolutely nothing, to earn it for themselves. but that you have given this gift. They can do nothing to say, I will stand in place of my children or my parents or my friends and take on that punishment. Because, Lord, you have gone ahead and done that already. And each person, we know, is responsible for just simply coming before you and saying, Lord, I've messed up and I need you. So please help us as we journey forward in your word and indeed in prayer. Amen. And now, having heard this, you might say, well, okay, I've heard this, but how do I make a prayer? How do I accept Christ into my life? Well, here's how. It's a simple prayer, and we invite you to do it. So please pray along with us. And if you have already accepted Christ, please pray that those listening, perhaps on this broadcast directly, whether going out at 9 o'clock on Saturday, or indeed going out during the week, or as the podcast, that each person listening would either have accepted or might be ready to accept the gospel, and that they will stick with the gospel, and that none can take that away. Okay, here's the prayer. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, I've heard about your salvation. I don't fully understand it, but I want to accept in faith what you did on the cross. I believe that you died for me on the cross so that for everything I've done wrong, I might receive salvation and have a great relationship with you. I realize that Jesus Christ did this for me, your son. Please forgive me for everything that I have done. Done wrong, said wrong, thought wrong. And for those things that I haven't done. Please now come in to my life by your Spirit. And be my Lord and Saviour forever. Amen. Now, in the prayer, listeners, we mentioned a spirit. And you may wonder what the Spirit of God is. When Jesus was alive, he referred to the Holy Spirit as a counsellor. And when we accept Christ Jesus as Lord and Saviour, and we accept God's Spirit, that Spirit comes and lives within us and helps us in the things that we don't know about, the things that we cannot manage. God helps us by His Spirit to be able to do all the things which He would want us to, simply like loving God, having faith in the fact that Jesus Christ was God's Son and came to the earth as a baby and lived on earth and died on the cross in our place and rose again. And our response to that should be one of love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul and strength, and your neighbour as yourself. And as we said before, that neighbour could be the people around us, the people in our near family, our wives and our near families, but also the man on the street, our work colleagues, our neighbours, and people we don't know. These are all our neighbours. And God wants us to love him and love them. And by God's Spirit, he enables us to do that. God doesn't leave us alone, but enables us and helps us to be more like him. But it's got to be a growing process. And let's pray about that. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, there are people who even today have said, yes, I want to have salvation and have accepted you as Lord and Saviour. And they may be wondering exactly what to do now. They may have heard good stories and bad stories about church and have a little bit of concern. First of all, Lord God, I pray that having accepted you as Lord and Saviour, that you will take away their fear and trepidation. And in Timothy, the book of Timothy, which Paul wrote, which was written, for God did not give us a spirit of fear or timidity, but of courage and of sound mind. And that's something that God can do. When we ask for courage, we can get courage in spite of the circumstances. And have a look back in the Bible, even before Christ came along, and there are instances where even in the Old Testament, people who knew God and accepted God, even before Christ, made a stand for God. For example, like you may have heard of Daniel, Daniel's friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they made a stand for God. Daniel, too, made a stand for God. Daniel was popped in a lion's den because of some silly whinging people who went to the king and reported on Daniel that he was not doing as he should have been. But Daniel was doing as he should have been. Daniel had faith in God. The king realized this. But Daniel was delivered from the lions because he had faith in God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego also had a faith in God. And it took for them to be thrown into a fiery furnace and come out alive without any smell of burning or singeing or anything on them. They came out totally unhurt. Why? Because they trusted in God. That was even before Jesus had come along. So what are we saying? There are many instances of in the Bible of why we can trust in our faith. Have an unshakable faith because of Christ and because of people even who have gone before Christ who had an unshakable faith in God. They knew God intimately. They knew who God was, and God was with them. He was with them by his Spirit. And it was God who was guiding them along. Elisha and Elijah also believed in God. And as a result, they were able to heal people and even raise a child from the dead. They were able to do this because God was with them. And if God was with them, he's also with us. He's with me as I do this broadcast. And he will be with you. As you who have just accepted Christ as Lord and Saviour, go forward in faith. And yes, it is faith, because there are lots of things on earth that make it look as if God's not there. Yes, God is, but you've got to believe in him. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, these people who have accepted you as Lord and Saviour, I've tried to explain to them and assure them that you most certainly are God and that you dwell within people by your Spirit. I've told them about Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. I've told them about Elisha and Elijah doing wonderful things. There was Moses too. Lord, you use these people to do amazing things. You used your Son to do amazing things. And when your Son, Jesus, went up to heaven, he sent back his Spirit. And I pray that you will give people hearts and minds that are receptive to that Spirit. Hearts and minds that enable them to accept fully what you are doing in their lives. Help them to be sensitive to your Spirit. Help them to be true men and women of God, even though it's difficult at the start. Please give them peace of mind to continue. Help them to find the scriptures. And help them to stand firmly on your word. And as a response to this, listeners, if you have accepted Christ Jesus as Lord and Saviour, read the Bible. Start reading the New Testament. Start reading through the Gospels, but also read through the Old Testament. Read some of the book of Daniel at least, and you'll get to read some of the amazing things he did. Read about Elisha and Elijah. Read about the work of Moses, and you can read about him in Exodus. Read about even the faith of Abraham, which you can find in Genesis. Read about the faith of the disciples, of Philip, of Peter, even when Peter messed up. In the Gospels, we read how Peter actually messed up. In fact, Jesus knew he would mess up. Peter messed up something really bad. And each of us can mess up. And we shouldn't think that that wouldn't happen. We are human. But we have Christ who is in heaven, who is an advocate. When Jesus went up to heaven, he continues to pray for each one of us. Each of us is special to him. Each of us has that potential. God, as I said close to the beginning, he sees the whole person. He sees each of us as we will be, not as we are now. God looks past our faults, and he does so because of what Christ Jesus did for us. So that means we can come to God boldly. How do we come to God? Well, we can come in prayer. And that's what this prayer program is all about. It's helping to make sense of God's word. It's clarifying. It's helping us. Prayer is conversation with God. And when you accept Christ as Lord and Saviour, the best thing you can do, apart from reading God's word and following, is prayer. Because from prayer, the other things will come about. Prayer is like a key that can unlock. There are times, of course, when prayer doesn't always seem to go according to plan, and there may well be a hiatus. God may say, not now, not at all, Or he may say yes. There are many things that God could do. And it's a case of being patient with God and say, well, how can I do that? How can God allow this to happen and that to happen? I don't have the answers for you. I really don't. But God knows. But all I can say is I do have enough experience of God to know that he is faithful. And that as long as we have breath, we just need to go and do what we can. God's word tells us that God's grace is sufficient for us and his strength is made perfect in our weakness. It relates to our human weakness. I am very weak, but yet Christ is strong. And little by little, Christ is helping me to stand more firm, much more firm than I ever did it before. And he will do the same for you. Being a Christian is actually hard. Is it hard? No one said anything about that. Well, one thing, you may well have come across the song, I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. Well, Christ never did promise us a rose garden. I was reminded that only the other day, and I was watching a video of a friend, and she was videoing her two girls in the back of the car, and playing was this song, I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. And I know that Helen, if she's listening right now, she'll be sniggering at the thought, because we both laughed. And we thought it was really funny that the two children were wonderful. But there is a serious side to this. Being a Christian is not easy. And the world really doesn't understand the gospel. I know one thing. I know that my colleague doesn't really understand. I'm constantly trying to... I tell him about God, but he doesn't seem to want to know. And the other day he told me I'd shot myself in the foot by saying something that was true, but he didn't understand God's love. And how can we actually explain God's love except when we experience it for ourselves? And all I can do is to relate people back to what Christ did on the cross in our place and pray that God would lead more people. And that's what we're going to do right now. You might know of people who have accepted Christ as Lord and Saviour. You might know of people who would really benefit from having accepted Christ as Lord and Saviour. So we're going to pray a prayer for them right now. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we just bring before you all those members of our families and indeed our work colleagues, the neighbours who live next door to us, the people that we have met, just even as acquaintances, perhaps on Facebook, perhaps on Instagram, perhaps online, perhaps maybe just acquaintances we may have met when we've been out with friends or at the cinema or at a restaurant. People that we've met on the road. And to bring before you people who work in offices, in government, health workers and paramedics, government workers, those working on ships, those working in aerospace, in whatever way, those working certainly in airports and in trains and buses and taxis, delivery drivers, those working as couriers in any way, and whatever people are in, whatever lifestyle people live. the gospel goes out to each one of them. And Heavenly Father, Lord God, I pray that the gospel they receive, they would know was for them. They would know was non-judgmental, but simply there for them to accept and have a chance, an opportunity to put even the past behind them, even the present behind them, and find out a new and wonderful future. Though not a bed of roses, but something more valuable than that. So our prayers go out for them. My prayer goes out for this city of Aberdeen, this nation of Scotland, the UK, Europe, Africa, India, Russia, Asia, and indeed all the way round to Australia and Japan, Korea, all the way round to New Zealand, North and South America, and all countries of the world. Lord, there's so many countries, so many people represented, so many people groups. And yet, Lord God, not all of them know you. In terms of the growing population, Lord God, very few do. But Lord, my prayer is that everyone should at least have the chance of hearing the gospel, of experiencing the gospel. And my prayer as well, Lord God, is that all your people would now wake up from their slumber. All your people would make sure that they go out each day ready to speak and ready to deliver the gospel in whatever way. Whether the gospel is as tracts, whether the gospel is spoken, whether the gospel is on their back. Whatever way, Lord, to demonstrate that gospel. Lord God, and I'm also praying for this station. Because, Lord, it seems like lots of people don't seem to want it to occur, and yet lots of people do. Therefore, break through the impasse that is caused by politics or whatever, and ensure that this station will indeed be heard clearly, not just online, but on FM, digital, wherever. Not for its own sake, but Lord, for the sake of the gospel. And to achieve the vision that you have given, to engage, equip, enable communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the centre, to demonstrate the gospel, to proclaim the gospel, to enable people to live life to the full. Lord, this is why we're here, and let no one stand in the way. I ask, Lord, that this message will go out to very many countries, not because of the messenger, but simply because of the message. Simply because of this wonderful gospel truth that you have given, that you have entrusted to your people, that each of us should very clearly speak and demonstrate the gospel in our lives so that others might come to know and experience. Lord God, I'm praying for unity of response that all your people from whatever denomination would forget completely about their likes and dislikes, all their rubbishy political differences, and let's start getting on with the gospel. Let's start proclaiming the gospel. Stop procrastinating and start proclaiming. Start demonstrating fully. These things I ask in your name. Amen. listeners, this has been a personal as well as a passion that God has placed on my heart. And I had it too often that people have put us down saying, oh, it's just Rob's thing, in a discriminatory and dismissive kind of way. That's not Rob's thing. That is God's thing. Lord, let your will be done and cut through all this other rubbish. Amen. If you'd like to hear this programme again, you can do so tomorrow evening between 9 p.m. rather and 10 p.m. You can also hear this again as a podcast following this programme tonight, and this will be available as a podcast. We do have some wonderful music for you. The podcast site, by the way, is g4g.podbean.com. This is Gospel for Grampian, engaging, equipping, enabling communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the centre. Matthew 5, verse 16. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.